Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The other stuff going on, and I want to get into both the NBA and NHL. And Nate, you have a very interesting statistic about this. Now, we have two teams from South Florida involved in this. The Miami Heat and the Florida Panthers. And who would have thought the Florida Panthers, being the eighth seed and being now 3-1 to Boston in the first round, would come back and be in this position, but here they are. So what's unique about this city having two playing in the NBA and the NHL finals?
Yeah, actually the last time that the NBA and NHL finals actually went, both series went seven games was in 1994. It's almost 30 years ago, where New York was playing against the Houston Rockets in basketball. They lost that one, but they beat the Canucks in the Stanley Cup Finals. So, interesting little tidbit there.
I would have thought New York would have more of those sort of opportunities with as many teams as they have. You know, two hockey teams. You got the basketball team. I don't know if the Nets consider themselves New York property. It's Brooklyn, whatever the case may be. You got two football teams, but only that was the only time that's ever happened to them.
Well, I mean, it's right? The last time. The last time
but
that
when was before
two-
then? I was trying to look back. I don't know that you can go back any further. But that's it goes to show you how tough it is to do. And so Miami's in this situation now where they have the Heat and they also have the Florida Panthers. Sunrise Florida is basically South Florida, Miami. And what we saw in the first game is that the Denver Nuggets are not going to lose this series. All due respect to the Heat and what they've been able to do. And I think Eric Spoelstra is a terrific coach who deserves a lot of money. You know, it's funny. He and Steve Kerr are sitting back watching guys like Monty Williams get $13 million a year. And it looks like Frank Vogel's going to get $31 million from Phoenix. Those two guys have 1 year left on contracts with their respective teams, Golden State and Miami. How much are they going to be worth when their contracts are up? If Spoelstra especially wins a championship, even he got to the finals again. No one expected that happening, although they were the number one seed last year. But they had a bad regular season by their standards. How much?
And do you remember how he kind of was mocked as like the coach initially back with the Heat whenever they won with LeBron James and everyone kind of didn't want to give him credit? It's just kind of funny how that's come full circle.
But he also has a contending team almost every year. And Pat Riley does a good job giving him the players he needs. But, you know, you're in a situation there where they're taking on a Denver team that has a two-man game that nobody could stop. Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray. They're just unstoppable right now. But if Miami's going to do well in this series, Jimmy Butler, yes, has to play well. Bam Adebayo played overly well the other day. I didn't think he was capable of putting that many points up. But you got to get better than 2 of 23 from the combined Caleb Martin, Max Strus, and Duncan Robinson. Those guys are shooters. And when they're on, they get a lot of depth scoring. They got none of it in game one. And then you have Florida Panthers and Vegas, two expansion teams. Another interesting tidbit by Nate Haluschek, who's done his homework here today. Tell me about this one. Now you have two teams that weren't even around not so long ago.
Yeah, both are expansion teams. And if you've been paying attention to the updates, I've been saying it essentially that they did not exist. The Florida Panthers started in 1993. It was like the last year that a Canadian team won the Stanley Cup. So you got to think that there's a lot of people north of the border that probably are bristling looking, seeing Las Vegas versus Florida in a final, considering that they haven't won one in so long. But it's pretty crazy.
Pretty crazy indeed. And Vegas is a very good team, very deep team. Although, I think they may run into, you know, this goaltending situation. To me, it's a big check mark in favor of Sergei Bobrovsky versus Aiden Hill, who's been playing well, but he's also insulated in the fact that Vegas has a way of playing defense that makes it easier on their goalie. A lot of perimeter shots they don't allow in deep. Florida's team goes in front of the net. Matthew Tkachuk leads the way there. But Bobrovsky in the last two series, Nate, has a .954 save percentage. So that's how, regardless of what he's facing, he's stopping just about everything.
Yeah, and you know, you're looking at those two, the matchups, the goaltending is obviously huge in a Stanley Cup final. And you look at last year, Colorado, they won it probably with one of the worst goaltending tandems to ever win a Stanley Cup, but their team was so good. And I just think that that's going to be an issue with Las Vegas, because while they are a good team, I don't think they're as good as the Avs. Good as the Avs were last year, and I think goaltending is going to cause a problem for them. I think Bob could steal a game or two, and when you have a goaltender stealing a game or two, it's going to give Florida life. It's going to give them a chance and believe that they're supposed to be there.
Yeah. I wonder who's going to be the Conn Smythe. A lot of candidates. We'll talk about that more as we go along.